How are you, LaVon?
I'm great, Mary Beth, and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And when I say Mary Beth, you know, not everybody calls you Mary Beth, but I think of you as Mary Beth Kennedy, of course, Dreesen. And
yes.
You do have some relatives in the area.
I do. My brother is still in the area, Steve Kennedy, and his wife, Judy, and their sons, Zach and Mitch. And Zach and Emily have three little darling daughters that I just enjoy visiting. And my uncle, Ross Warren, is still in the area as well.
That's great. And I know you get down here, especially since you have those new little nieces that you have to come see how they're growing and progressing.
Absolutely.
Yes. So what I want to visit about, I'm really excited to visit with you about something you did this weekend. You went to Sioux City to see a stage performance of Hello, Dolly.
Yes.
And what was just a couple words, what was your reaction?
Amazing. I need to find another word, though. Simply
amazing. All right. Yeah. Well, to think about, if people are familiar with Hello, Dolly, it's a musical. There's lots of dancing. To go from, and I'm hoping some people listening saw the movie, to go from that kind of movie set to a stage has to be a challenge.
It was. And this Sally Struthers is just totally talented that she could do that. And in so many venues that she uses her talents in acting and singing, and she did a little dancing as far as strutting around the stage, but nothing like a ballerina. Or
yes, well, and there were probably other dancers.
Yes, oh
yeah.
yes.
They did.
It was a troupe. Yes, a whole big production, and it was held at the Sioux City Orpheum Theater, which is a restored old theater from, way back, but it's a beautiful, beautiful place.
Probably has some of the elegance of those older times.
Yes.
And sound was good. I'm sure
they
updated that. And
everything, which is always, you always wonder in something that huge if you can really hear and see everything, but it was all good.
Well, let's talk a little more about, before we talk about Sally, because I want to talk about Sally, but let's talk a little bit more about some of kind of the highlights of the production. What were some of the favorite things that you saw?
Well, since my eye goes to clothing and costume, thanks to my experience with LaVon Eblen in my 40 years back when, I just really enjoyed the costuming and how they fit, how they worked. They dressed Sally in such a style that it was, and the hemming was so nice and straight. You don't see that in every production, as I know with working with our own community theater, but, complete with the hats of the era.
And this is late 1800s?
Yes, 1897.
So when you mentioned the hats, you know, they were huge.
Yes, they were. And I can't imagine even walking down the street with your suitor and not bonking them in the head.
And lots of layers and lots of color.
Yes. And always full length with another layer of netting underneath. So I can't imagine how hot they would be. And, of course, the shoes were just going to be miserable. So I'm glad we've gone into more comfortable clothing.
As I recall, they were kind of pointy-toed, and then they were laced up, buttoned up, et cetera.
I bet women hated to wake up in the morning. They'd have to get dressed.
And no wonder the people who could afford it had ladies to help them get dressed, because it had to take a long time to get all those layers on.
Exactly. But it was a delight. And, of course, the music was wonderful. I loved the numbers. And, of course, Hello, Dolly was one that you've heard many, many times over, so it was just nice to hear it and watch it on stage, how they choreographed it and so on. So.
And, of course, Hello, Dolly in the movie was Barbara Streisand. And and I recall that, I don't know how many years ago, a long time ago when Atlantic did kind of a yearly big production, one of them was Hello, Dolly. So it was here on the Atlantic High School stage.
Oh,
I don't know, 30 years ago. I have no idea how long ago that was, but some people will remember that. Yes,
well, the storyline is just fun. I mean, it's just fun and enlightening and not sad at all. It is just cute.
It's kind of girl boy, right?
Yes, Yes, she does.
And all the trials and tribulations to get there. So, oh, what fun.
Oh,
well,
Sally did a fabulous job. She's so animated, and she knows timing of when to put people in suspense, and then something funny will happen, and the crowd would roar. So it was just all very good.
Okay, we need to talk a little more about Sally Struthers.
Uh-huh.
People will remember her, I think, from the TV show that she was on for quite a long time when she was a few years younger,
yes,
as All in My Family, and she was the kind of bubble-headed daughter.
Gloria.
Yes. Oh, okay.
She was kind of a liberated young lady,
yes,
if I remember,
yes,
in that cast. But yes, and
she just has continued to be in many productions, and probably nothing that I know of, you know, on Broadway, et cetera, but lots of little theaters. So she's very supportive of small theaters, and that's why you got to meet her.
Well, I was just—it was one of those. It's who you know that brings you into some of these situations. It happened that our mutual friend Jim Morgan, who was a classmate of mine, happened to be a friend of Sally Struthers and worked with Sally when she performed at the theater in where he lives in Maine, Ogunquit, I think it's called. I'm not 100%.
That sounds right.
But anyway, he was gracious enough to line up an appointment with Sally and my husband and I so that we could meet after the show. So that was just a thrill. And Jim was telling me what a crazy schedule Sally was having and so stressed out. And I said, well, I need to make her some homemade chocolate chip cookies. So he said she would love that.
Absolutely.
So she was excited to get those and was going to share them with her bus group. And I think they were heading out to Washington State for her next performance. So.
And I know she came from eastern Iowa, perhaps Cedar Rapids.
Either that or Davenport. I'm not sure. I don't remember which. Yes.
But drove through some not-so-nice weather.
Oh, the wind chill in Iowa this last couple
of
days.
And I think they had a little blowing snow off and on. And
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So she got her share of, hey, this is what winter is like in Iowa.
Yes, 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 yes.
And probably kind of happy to move on. But think about that. Yesterday, they were driving from eastern Iowa, did the performance last night, and then were they leaving right away?
Yes.
Oh, my
yes,
gosh.
Yes, they were. Yes, they were. They were packing up and heading out again. And so I don't know what kind of sleeping quarters they have in that fancy bus, but I guess it's something you get used to.
I suppose.
Just go with it.
On they go. Yeah. And there certainly had, well, maybe not certainly. Do you know if there were other, like, semis or whatever with all the staging?
Oh, there had to have been. We only saw one big bus that I assumed would be, like, their living traveling quarters. The sets were amazing. They were huge and of course, movable and all of that. So they had to have had something to carry those in, and maybe they come at a later time or something.
Mm-hmm.
They get the
mm-hmm.
cast settled in their area and stay there, stay put, and we'll come later. But
what a life. You have to love what you're doing when, the actors have to love that.
Oh, you would have to.
Because what a life.
That is a crazy life.
Any high points in your visit with Sally other than she loved your chocolate chip cookies?
Well, we had a little photo op. And
oh, good.
Talked to her about, our mutual friendship with Jim, and she's going to be back there visiting and working in Jim's area in July and August, I think she said. We just
chatted.
Yes, just chat a little bit. I had to share the time with another person that was waiting to visit with her, so that it was a little awkward, but still it was just a great pleasure and honor to meet her.
You bet. And up close and personal.
Up close and personal.
Oh, great.
She's
a tiny
lady, that's for sure. She's maybe, I don't even know, she's 5 foot tall.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She's just
all
bubbly and very gracious. And.
But seeing her on screen and on the stage, would you have guessed that?
No, not really. No, you wouldn't have believed that she was as as short and yeah, petite as she was. But
they come across, yes. Yeah. All right. So, well, yeah. I'm glad you enjoyed the performance. I'm sort of jealous that I wasn't there, and it was all very exciting.
But on January 26th, that's definitely iffy weather for traveling, and we even wondered that ourselves. But
and you live in... Or
we
near
live north of Cushing, which is in Ida County.
Yes. So you had a little bit of a trip to go to Sioux City.
It was about a 35-mile drive to Sioux City for us.
Well, thank you very much,
oh, you're
Mary
very
Dreesen.
Anything for you, Lamont.
All right. We appreciate your time and your thoughts. And until next time, here's something not too serious to think about. Why is it that no matter what color of bubble bath you use, the bubbles are always white?